The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Chargers at Kansas City, Chiefs giving 6.5. For what it's worth, Mahomes is 4-1 against the Chargers in his career. My question with this one, RJ, when do we start to worry about the Chiefs' defense? I know it's a small sample size. It's been 2 weeks. They are dead last against the run. They are giving up over 200 yards per game on the ground and allowing 7.6 yards per play.
So there is a school of thought that, you know, look, you've got Patrick Mahomes. Your defense can suck. He's going to bail you out every week. But that's just not sustainable. It's not. I mean, it will happen more often than not, particularly because Patrick Mahomes is Patrick Mahomes. But that is just not sustainable, especially when you run into an offense that can also put up a lot of points. I think that, you know, a reason a lot of people, you know, picked the Chargers to win the AFC West over the Chiefs was, you know, and I heard, I believe it was Dave Damischek that put it this way. I think the difference between the two teams is defense. I think the Chargers defense is much more better than the Chiefs offense is better than the Chargers offense. Does that make sense?
Nope. Say it again.
the advantage that the Chargers have on defense compared to Kansas City's defense is greater than the advantage that the Chiefs have on offense to the Chargers. And so that, you know, it's not a wash in that sense. Like if you do the math, so to speak, there is an advantage to be found inherently, and it is on the defensive side of the ball. Now, I'll say, you know, the reason for that advantage on the Chargers is Joey Bosa. He's the X factor. Derwin James is there. And look, I don't want to turn this into like pounding my chest over the Cowboys, but Joey Bosa went up against a second-year undrafted free agent tackle last week in Terrence Steele and lost. You know, Micah Parsons had a better day rushing the passer than Joey Bosa did in his second NFL game. And so maybe it was an off day for Bosa. Maybe Terrence Steele's going to turn into a Hall of Famer. You know, like there are a lot of different factors there, but, you know, I don't think the Chargers are coming off their best game. I really want to pick the Chargers in this game. I really, really, really do, especially to – I had a great time trolling Pete Sweeney on Monday, if it wasn't obvious. but I really would love to do it again. However, you know, Stets, and again, not to make this about the Cowboys, but this is an indictment I have on the Chargers, who I still do believe in. But you know how everybody killed Mike McCarthy for the end of that game and how the Cowboys managed it, even though they kicked the game-winning field goal to beat L.A., right?
Right.
Brandon Staley had all three timeouts. And – didn't burn a single one, like was completely not concerned with preserving time to give Justin Herbert the ball back, you know, because while it was, you know, touch and go, the Cowboys were in field goal range, you know, like that was the time where Brandon Staley had to say, crap, I need to get the ball back. And it was his second NFL game. I still do believe in him, but that was a bigger mistake than Mike McCarthy's ultimately. And you could argue it did cost his team the game. So right now, and the Chiefs are so good when they're upset and they're pissed off. And I think that they have really not liked this week and everybody kind of dancing on their graves a little bit after the Ravens beat them. I think this could be a Chiefs statement win, unfortunately.
Can the Chargers get a coach that knows how to manage the clock? Like, that's allowed, right? Like, come on. It's not difficult. And coaches screw it up every single week. That's an interesting factor. Like, you know, the Chiefs have been everybody's darling, but do they sort of, you know, does the bloom kind of come off the rose and does that kind of shift as we go along? One thing with the Chargers, this is a weird stat I came across, right? They are first in average yards gained per drive. The average Chargers drive gains 49 yards, but they are just 25th in scoring because they have been hideous inside the red zone. 10 trips inside the red zone this year, just 3 touchdowns for the Chargers. I think that's going to change. I think it's going to change in a big way this week. I think I'm going to take the Chargers. First of all, I'm definitely taking the points, and I think I'm taking the Chargers to win outright.
I disagree, honestly. And again, it pains me to because I really like the Chargers. I like everything they have going on. You mentioned they have 3 touchdowns. They scored, think about this, they scored more touchdowns against Washington than they did against Dallas. Like, who would have ever thought, you know, that would have been the case coming into this season? And, you know, Justin Herbert threw a red zone interception last week. And it wasn't like a great break on the ball. It was just threw it right to DeMonte KZ. I mean, you know, just a really bad moment for the Chargers. And they've had some weird things happen, too. There were a lot of penalties last week against Dallas both ways. They also had that really weird play against Washington, the what was ruled a fumble that Justin Herbert threw that ultimately went out the back of the end zone. So they've had some chargering going on, unfortunately. but I just – we talked about Sean McVay and caring about how the media views him. I don't think it's to as strong of a degree, but I do think the Chiefs are bothered that, you know, people think that they're vulnerable. People think, like, I think the Chiefs feel like it's an insult that anyone could ever think that any other team is even remotely close to their level, despite the fact that they lost the Super Bowl last year. So I think this game might be close, but I think this is a game. I don't think the Chargers know how to cut a team's head off, you know, and that's what you have to do to the Chiefs. That's what the Bucks did.
That's a great point.
And we saw the Browns not know how to do that. It's like when you watch a scary movie and, you know, the good people, you know, like hit the bad guy with a baseball bat and then walk away and leave the bat right there. You know what I mean? It's like, dude, no, you got to end this. And that's what the Browns did to the Chiefs. And then, like, you know, 20 minutes later, the bad guy's back and you're like, oh, well, you know, these are the consequences of your own action. And the Chargers just do not know how to do that right now. And so I could see it being touch and go late and then like some crazy Chiefs stuff happening where they pull away and they cover.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.